Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Thousands of California nurses are going on strike.
It'll go on as long as it takes.
People are steadily moving out of the Golden State because it's super expensive to live here.
As housing prices rise, there's greater net outflow.
And ICE is threatening to show up at the Super Bowl.
We will find you. We will apprehend you. We will put you in a detention facility, and we will deport you.
All that and more on today's LA Local for Monday, January 26, 2026, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Nate Ward, and I'm going to be your host for today. So let's just get into all of this madness. 31,000 Kaiser nurses and healthcare workers are now on strike across California. Emily Valdez has more.
Registered nurse Liz Hawkins is with the United Nurses Association of California and Union of Healthcare Professionals. She says the big issue is there's not enough staff.
And so we're telling them, you know what, if you expect these five-star ratings and these initiatives that Kaiser pushes for, then you need to staff for them. You can't keep hollowing out the bedside and hoping that this is going to get done.
Greg Holmes is Kaiser's Chief Human Resources Officer. Posted this statement online.
While strikes won't influence an agreement, we respect each union's right to strike. During a strike, we must continue to safely deliver care to our members and patients.
This is an open-ended strike.
It'll go on as long as it takes for Kaiser to come to the table and have meaningful and respectful conversation and get these contracts done.
Kaiser patients will still be able to get treatment at clinics and hospitals during the strike.
And a rep for Kaiser Southern California, Camille Applin-Jones, she says Kaiser has proposed a 21.5% wage increase, which is their strongest national bargaining offer ever, and they are prepared to close agreements at local tables right now. You know, I'm a simple man. I see nurses and healthcare professionals go on strike, and I'm inclined to say just give them what they need. The so-called California exodus continues to be a real thing, apparently. Census data from 2024 shows more than 406,000 people moved into California from other states, but more than 661,000 people moved out to live in other states. That's the highest in the country. Professor Dal Myers with USC's Price School of Public Policy studies California's population numbers. He says the state's population tends to fluctuate here and there, but it's really the cost of living that drives the decision for people to stay long term or get the heck out of here. Here he is.
The outflow increases, as I see it, as housing prices rise, there's greater net outflow. California attracts young people when they're renters people in early 20s and early 30s and who have a college degree in particular, they come here in surplus. But after they've been here a while, they might want to buy a house and it's hard to do. And then that's when we have the outflow kick in again. And again, the higher the prices, the bigger the outflow.
He says right now the state's population isn't really growing or shrinking. And, you know, I mean, that makes sense. There's nearly 40 million people in the state. So, you know, a couple hundred thousand extra leaving is, you know, it's not really going to make a big difference. You're not going to see less traffic. You're not going to see a bunch of housing open up when just a couple hundred thousand leave out of 40 million. That's a big old number. And after this weekend, we now know the Seattle Seahawks and the New England Patriots, they're headed to Super Bowl 60. But federal ICE agents say that they'll be there too. Jennifer Hodges reports from Santa Clara near Levi's Stadium, where the game will be held.
It's not something initially that was made public, San Jose City Councilman Peter Ortiz.
Yeah, I actually heard about ICE coming during the Super Bowl a few weeks ago due to somebody leaking an internal email document.
It is typical for large-scale events to see federal law enforcement working alongside local authorities to manage things, but Ortiz says this is a little different.
So our local police department does not communicate or support any sort of immigration enforcement or discusses any sort of preparation of ICE presence.
But there is teamwork when it comes to things like vetting and threat assessment.
Homeland Security Advisor Corey Lewandowski and Secretary Kristi Noem say that they will be enforcing immigration laws at the event. Lewandowski appeared on right-wing podcaster Benny Johnson's show and made this threat.
There is nowhere that you can provide safe haven to people who are in this country illegally, not the Super Bowl and nowhere else. We will find you. We will apprehend you. We will put you in a detention facility and we will deport you.
An airplane banner flew over Empower Field in Denver yesterday during the game, urging the NFL to keep ICE agents away from the Super Bowl. The banner said, "No ICE at Super Bowl." And there was a number on it for people to text for a action petition, which already has more than 150,000 signatures. It needs a couple hundred thousand. And why is ICE even going to the Super Bowl? It honestly sounds like they just want to intimidate people and or be able to just watch the event for free, if you ask me. Just how many criminals with legal status are going to be at or around the stadium? I'd venture to guess very few. And speaking of ICE, agents shot and killed a man named Alex Preddy in Minneapolis over the weekend. And it was such a sloppy and unfortunate turn of events. I know that when I saw the footage from multiple angles, that shooting, it appeared to be pretty much an execution, in my opinion. He had his hands up, Preddy, before he was pushed to the ground, that is, and couldn't do that. And he had a registered handgun that stayed in its holster the whole time until agents took it off of him. And then another agent shot him several times. In my humble opinion, these ICE agents, they are incompetent and they feel emboldened to act the way that they do from the Trump administration. And the way that they were all bumbling around, they don't look qualified to even be mall cops. And I imagine a lot of these guys were struggling to find work until DHS just decided to hire anybody off the street that they can put in an ill-fitting police vest or whatever, because they don't even wear real uniforms. And then Deputy White House Chief of Staff Stephen Miller, he went on to call Preddy a would-be assassin after the fact, just like DHS called Renee Good a domestic terrorist mere hours after she was shot. And I hope people like Preddy continue to film these atrocities in hopes that ICE can no longer continue to get away with this atrocious and, in my opinion, fascist behavior. Firefighters wear masks so that they can protect themselves from smoke inhalation while battling fires. Surgeons wear masks during surgery to protect the patient from potential bacteria. ICE agents, they wear masks because they don't want to be held accountable for their horrible actions in the future. Once again, in my humble opinion. Okay, that was a bit deep and dour and dystopic. Let's just get back to some football. The Rams, they lost a heartbreaker last night to the Seahawks in the NFC Championship game. Our Mike Simpson and Suzanne Watley talked about it with Rams Hall of Famer Jackie Slater.
All right, Jackie, so I'm sitting there at the bar after that punt turned into the touchdown on the very next play for the Seahawks, and the dude next to me is banging on the table. He's going, special teams, man, special teams.
Special teams. Well, you were sitting there, and, you know, I couldn't resist. So I went on up to SoFi. It was a beautiful setting. And there were 30,000 of us there.
Wow.
And you know, we were, it was funny because we were sitting in the worst seats in the place, which were the higher up seats, closer to the big screen, so we could see it. I mean, it was like the best big TV I've ever been.
Right there, your whole eyesight. Yeah, it's all
and
TV.
I'm sitting there watching this, and I'm thinking to myself, not again. Special teams. Mm-hmm. Xavier Smith, you know, talented young guy and all that. I mean, he's going to feel this for the rest of his life. That was one of the biggest special teams mistakes play that was made in that game, and that was very disappointing. But also, you know, you got to take points. When you get inside the 20-yard line, for big guys, us big guys, for everybody, defense on the sideline, they want to see you walk away from points. You always take points. They didn't take points in Denver. The Rams didn't take. You got to take the points. So, you know, I feel badly. Matthew Stafford played pretty – I mean, how many times have you seen Matthew Stafford take off out of the heart of the pocket, deep in the heart of the pocket, late, and pick up the first down with his legs? That's something that doesn't happen. But the guy was all in, and he made the commitment to do whatever it took to win the game. And I was just disappointed for him. It was just a 30,001 person, me, walked out of SoFi Stadium feeling mighty, mighty – bad yesterday.
Oh,
man.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the Rams' passing defense wasn't particularly great during the regular season, and that sure showed again last night.
Yeah, well, I think what you just said right there is one of those things that I think Les Snead and the Rams organization are going to have to deal with. I mean, they got Quentin Lake back, and, you know, and the guy's a special player. But just the coordination with their secondary, I'm not saying it's coaching. They've got to add some people. And I think as we watch this upcoming draft and watch this upcoming season of player acquisitions via free agency, one of the things we should notice is who are the secondary, who are the corners, who are the safeties that they're going to bring in to back up that excellent pass rush and Jaren Verse and Brian Young and Kobe Turner. Those guys have to be supported on the back end, and that's going to be a big watch for all of us Ram fans.
And, you know, next season when the Rams come back, you can listen to all the games on Jack FM or the Odyssey app. And that is all we have for today's LA Local episode for Monday, January 26th, 2026. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Please tune again tomorrow for another great episode of LA Local. Thank you so much, and we appreciate you listening. Peace.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold?
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305?
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.